S. Watt. Well, my friends, once more we're back with you to try to take away a few of the thoughts of the cares and tribulations this day might have brought into your life. I mean, of course, that this is Lindsay McCarry speaking, and my gang of Gaswaters are here right beside me in the studio to assist me as we bring you another batch of puzzlement. It's a little game that a great many of us have been playing during the past weeks, and we'd like you to join us this time if you haven't been in on a session of this series before. All you need is a pencil and a few sheets of paper. I'm going to ask you to get them while the gentlemen of our orchestra play our theme melody for you. And then we'll be back with the first one of our Guess What problems for this time. Will you travel along with us on our train of thought? I hope so. So during this musical interlude, procure your pencil and paper, and we'll be right back with you. Before we get going on our first problem for the session, Johnny, you've been getting kind of uppity of late.
What do you mean, uppity, Lindsay?
Well, I've noticed that I think I'll ask for a raised look in your eye.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and I'm going to start off this time by giving you a problem to solve.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here it is. Johnny, how do you pronounce T-O?
Two.
Very good. Now, how do you pronounce T-double-O?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you pronounce T-W-O?
Two.
So far, so good. All right, how do you pronounce the name of the second day in the week?
Tuesday.
No, it's Monday. All right, Johnny, you talk like a man. Well, that gives us our cue for our first Guess What for this session. We're going to give you 10 sentences, ladies and gentlemen, and in each sentence will be one mispronounced word. The boys and girls of my gang will deliver each sentence slowly. And as they do, you are to try to select the word which has been mispronounced. We'll give you a little time after each one in which to jot down on your paper that mispronounced word and make notes as to its correct pronunciation. Then, later on, we'll give you the correct pronunciation of each word. Are you ready? All right, then. You pick out the word which has been pronounced incorrectly in each sentence. Here they come. Number one.
The evidence offered by the witness was indisputable, to say the least.
Number two.
James mopped his forehead with the corner of the tablecloth.
Three.
Around his abdomen, the chieftain wore a cloth of brilliant orange.
Four.
As chairman of finance, he became the master of the entire industry.
Number five.
In order to find her diamond, she inserted an advertisement in the classified section of the newspaper.
Six.
The attorney became an alternate on the grand jury.
Seven.
In order to perfect his invention, Thomas A. Edison spent many hours in tedious toil.
Eight.
The Chief Justice ruled that the irrefutable evidence of the star witness would remain as testimony.
Number 9.
She was an excellent pianist, playing a Liszt concerto in superb style.
And the last, number 10.
The district attorney conducted the inquiry with a distinct air of nonchalance.
And there they are, the 10 mispronounced words. They're all words you've used time and time again, and we hope that you were able to detect their incorrect pronunciations. We'll tell you later just exactly how they should be pronounced correctly. Now for guess what number 2 for this time. We're going to give you 3 very familiar expressions. Each of these 3 expressions has a distinctly definite origin. We're just wondering whether or not you know the origins. Here are 3 of them. You write them down as we give them to you, and then we're going to give you a short period in which to identify the source from which they were derived. Here's number 1.
The bitter end. The bitter end.
You got that written down? All right, here's number 2.
Hobson's choice. Hobson's choice.
And number 3.
Paying through the nose. Paying through the nose.
Now, while the orchestra plays a short version of our theme, we'll let you try to figure out the origin of those 3 familiar expressions. We'll be back then with all the answers. To our Guess What problems for this session. Now, the first one this time comprised the 10 sentences containing the mispronounced words. Did you get them? Well, we'll see. We'll repeat the sentences, then give you the correct pronunciation of each word. Number 1.
The evidence offered by the witness was indisputable, to say the least.
The word is indisputable, with the accent on the second syllable. 2.
James mopped his forehead with a corner of the tablecloth.
The word is forehead, accent definitely on the first syllable, and the H is not pronounced. 3.
Around his abdomen, the chieftain wore a cloth of brilliant orange.
The word? Abdomen. Accent on the second syllable, in which the O is long. Number 4.
As chairman of finance, he became the master of the entire industry.
The word is finance. The I in the first syllable is short, and the accent is on the second syllable. Number 5.
In order to find her diamond, she inserted an advertisement in the classified section of the newspaper.
The word? Advertisement. Accent on the second syllable, not advertisement. And remember, the I in this word is also short. 6.
The attorney became an alternate on the grand jury.
The word is alternate. The first A is short, and the accent is on the first syllable. In the adverb form of the same word, the accent is on the second syllable, alternately, but the A is still short. Number 7.
In order to perfect his invention, Thomas A. Edison spent many hours in tedious toil.
The word is perfect. Accent on the first syllable always, whether an adjective or a transitive verb. 8.
The Chief Justice ruled that the irrefutable evidence of the star witness would remain as testimony.
The word irrefutable. Accent on the third syllable, not the second, Johnny.
I know. I can see it in the script.
You slain hell. All right, the 9th word. Number 9.
She was an excellent pianist, playing a Liszt concerto in superb style.
The word pianist. not pianist, like peanut. Accent is on the second syllable. Number 10.
The district attorney conducted the inquiry with a distinct air of nonchalance.
And the word here is inquiry. Accent always on the second syllable, and the I is always long. There they are, the 10 mispronounced words. For each one you have pronounced correctly, ladies and gentlemen, please score yourselves 7, giving you a total possible score for this problem of 70. Now for the answers to guess number 2, the 3 familiar expressions for which you were to discover the origin. Well, we'll give you the right answers. Number 1 was...
the bitter end.
This is a corruption of the real expression, the better end, B-E-T-T-E-R, which is the end of an anchor cable which remains on the ship. This end of the anchor cable is so seldom used, of course, that it's always better than the end on the anchor. Thus, when a ship riding a storm is forced to pay out its full length of anchor cable, it is said that it runs out to the better end. Robinson Crusoe, in describing the awful storm at Yarmouth Road, said,
"We rode with 2 anchors ahead, and the cables veered out to the better end."
And that's the origin of the expression, bitter end. Number 2.
Hobson's choice.
This means a choice or selection which is forced upon one. It originated with Thomas Hobson, who lived in England in the 17th century, and who was the first man to rent out hackney horses. Whenever anyone went into Hobson's stables to select a horse, he was forced to take whichever horse happened to be standing nearest the door. Thus, Hobson's choice. Number 3.
Pain through the nose.
In Sweden, many centuries ago, there was a tax called a nose tax. It was 1 penny a pole, or nose. Thus, paying this tax gave rise to the expression paying through the nose, meaning pain and plenty. And there they are. Score yourselves 10 for each of these familiar expressions for which you were able to explain the origin. This gives you a total possible score for this session of Guess What? Of 100. Well, we're awfully glad you were able to be with us this time, and we hope that we may have the privilege of visiting with you again soon. Your own announcer now will tell you when we'll be back with you on this same station with another batch of problems during a session of Guess What? Until then, goodbye now.